Hello, Ciderville. This is Aria Wincaller, your Cider MC. On this episode, which we are calling 16B, I asked John Bunker about Chris Jackson's goal of planting Anatovka apples from seed and his thoughts on it. I think you'll find it revealing, and I do hope you consider donating to Cider Chat so we can continue bringing you more topical conversations with apple experts and cider makers from around the world. Enjoy. I chatted with a guy from Georgia, and he's doing sustainable farming down there, and he talked about a variety that can be grown from seed. It's from Russia. Antonovka. Yeah, and so can that variety be, it could be grown from seed. Is that true from your experience? And are there other varieties that can be actually grown from seed? Because that kind of contradicts a little bit what you said originally.
Yeah, okay, so there are no apples come entirely true to type from seed.
Okay.
Including, or some people say Antonovka or yeah. Antonovka, whatever. However, some come relatively true to type from seed, and that is one of them.
Okay.
Another variety is called Duchess or Duchess of Oldenburg, and that comes relatively true to type from seed. Another is Famous, which is also called Snow, which can often come relatively true to type. There are a few.
Mm-hmm.
Duchess, which is a very popular hardy northern variety, as is Antonovka, which is, these are both Russian. They are often used as rootstocks, as seedling rootstocks, because not only is the fruit relatively true to type, but so are the trees. So you get a fairly uniform, hardy, well-rooted, well-shaped tree from seed, and then you would graft onto it. Now, people who are experimenting with growing apples from seed, not grafting them, and then using that fruit for, was he using it for cider?
Cider, yeah.
Yeah. So that's interesting to hear that. I think that they would be looking for large volumes of seed or of seedling trees.
What do you mean by that large volumes of seed?
Well, let's say that what I want to do will follow the model of the seedling apple. Okay, mm-hmm. So I've decided now, we'll say, that I want my cider orchard to be from seed, not from grafted trees.
Mm-hmm.
So what I need now is I need one of two things. I either need to buy a whole bunch of seedling trees, ones that someone else has grown from seed and that are of a certain age, and you can do that with Antonovka because it's sold as a rootstock anyway. So you could buy those really cheap. You get them for about $1 a piece,
oh.
And then plant those, and you would wind up as a seedling orchard, which would have some diversity. They would not all be the same. You wouldn't want them the same anyway. But but they would be relatively, you'd have a pretty good idea of what you were going to get.
Okay.
Or what you could do is you could say, I want the progeny of bittersweets. So what you would do is say, go to someplace like Farnham Hill or someplace that had those bittersweet apples, buy 3 or 4 bushels and extract all the seed. And then plant those seed. Now what you're going to get, you don't know exactly what you're going to get, but you do know that one of the two parents was a bittersweet. You're having more control,
right?
Not total control, but more control over the parentage of your apples.
Hmm.
And I think that people occasionally now get in touch with me at FEDCO and they say, we want to plant a seedling orchard, not a grafted orchard, a seedling orchard. And not a grafted orchard of seedlings. So in other words, I could go out and select a seedling and then graft from that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not even saying that. We're saying from seed.
Yeah.
And so what are you going to use for that seed? And I'm not sure that Antonovica is the right choice. Mm. It is a larger apple. It's more like the size of a Macintosh. Although I have tried some grown from seed of Antonovica. I haven't tried many, so I don't have a really I'm not an expert. But for those listeners who want to grow an orchard from seed, I think that Antonovica would be a cheap way out because you could buy the trees that already be started. But I think that they would do better to either extract seed from bittersweets or go out into the wild next time there's a really good wild apple crop. Taste and taste and taste and taste until they come up to something that is low in acid and high in tannins, and then collect all that seed and plant that, or even just plant a random selection of whatever they find, whether it's dessert fruit or wild fruit, and just go that route.
Right.
But you're going to get, I think if you're going to do it from seed, you want to maximize the diversity,
right,
not minimize the diversity.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's exciting. I mean, I think that's great. And any time, I think that's wonderful. I hadn't heard of this fellow in Georgia, but I think anyone who is experimenting with growing apples from seed is a very fun thing to do and worthwhile because you will have, even if the apples are not that good for anything, you are playing with increasing the genetic diversity.
Yeah.
And one of the things about American agriculture that, you know, most people don't know or believe is that for the last 150 years it's been about an implosion of diversity, so that, you know, instead of having hundreds or even thousands of varieties of almost everything, beans or squash or corn or apples or whatever, we now have a handful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's never a good idea.
Right.
Well, that's a bit more food for thought on the Antonovica apple. If you want to listen to Chris Jackson from Freedom Farm TV in Georgia, just go to episode 15 at ciderchat.com. And I was speaking with John Bunker from Super Chili Farm in Maine, one of the leading apple historians and apple identifiers in the USA. This is Rhea Windcaller. Thank you for listening. I'll see you soon in Ciderville.